Gentlemen, what is going on? We are Sunday night for football, if you will. Not just football, excuse me. Sunday nights are football time for me, except I don't really care because I'm a Bears fan and they played this morning. They just won the North, beating the Packers in Chicago. Great game, close game. If Chicago does stupid shit like that, fake punts, fumbling on fucking college, you know, college style, what is that shit called? Wildcat formations with running back as the quarterback, and they fucking barely can, you know, handle the ball, at least from the quarterback's perspective of passing and handing off shit like that. Yeah, that type of stupid shit would have basically gave the Packers an opportunity to even be close because the defense was just so fucking good today. They were lights out. Khalil Mack had like two or three sacks. He was involved in a bunch of them. And I mean, you have to get, when I look at the Bears, and a lot of people are like, Khalil Mack has been such a great addition. Now, granted, I'm going to give that man a tremendous amount of credit, but I mean, that secondary for them is looking good. The linebacking core, Roquan Smith is a great, great linebacker. Fucking Akeem Hicks is a phenomenal defensive tackle. And even Leonard Floyd has turned himself into a decent player. I mean, he sacked Rodgers today. But, you know, that was my minute on sports. If, you know, I may throw a couple of sports shows out there. That market's already kind of covered by Donovan Sharp. So, and I actually really like his sports shows. Like, his Red Pill content I've kind of drifted away from because if you really break it down, that stuff is geared for and guided. You know, it's geared for and it's guidance for, you know, unmarried men. Unmarried, childless men who are not in the system, have not been, you know, had their pound of flesh removed. And I know he's done a few shows talking about divorce, and I'm not singling him out, but he's just one of the Red Pill creators I've been listening to recently, and he's on this anti-MGTOW thing, which everybody, I mean, I did a post on the Facebook page. Like I said, I'm not extremely active on there, but what I have noticed is MGTOW is taking it from everybody. I'll do a little closing segment on that at the end of this, but really quick, I just wanted to spend some time talking about, you know, marriage. What is it? What does society think it is? And what is it actually? We have to ask that question. We have to have a serious conversation about this stuff because, okay, if I may break it down, this won't be a very long show. Again, if I start getting feedback to where people are like, I prefer the 30-minute joints with rants and sidebars and all that extra shit, then I may have to look into getting a guest host. I've done a few shows with other people before. But yeah, I'd have to look into that more. And I hate to swag jack, but you can't help but go look at where what's successful and copy that. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, in the black community, I have to say this as a black man, even though I want to gear my content toward men in general, but specifically in the American black community, there's this thought, like, if somebody creates a niche or is filling a space, they get butthurt and offended that another person may want to come in and fill that space. Now, Tommy Sotomayor is an example of that, particularly with YouTube and YouTubing new segments and videos specifically geared on black issues, black news, stuff like that. He'll get mad that there has been, you know, essentially several Tommy copycats, but it's a great niche. It's a space that's particularly missing. It's a lot of black men have to have come in and filled that space. Now you have the detractors, the anti-Tommies, the Cynthia G's and the feminists and all that, but all they are is Anita Sarkeesian and blackface. They're filling a space for the black community. Whereas the Tommy and the, who was another guy? The Advice Show, a couple of his copycats. A lot of them aren't as big. None of them have really been much. Like, the Advice Show is the main one. It's like essentially a fucking carbon copy of him. But then if you dig back, it looks a lot like, and now they both have gone back and forth on who was first or whatnot, but like Tariq Nasheed at one point, you know, Tommy was a copy of him or he was a copy of Tommy. I don't exactly know. I liked Tariq for a minute there. He went off the deep end. Now, again, going into that, just one second, just give me 20 seconds on that stuff. When we talk about that radical pro-black stuff, they're radicals, and they're the alt-right in blackface, and I'm not with that shit. Now, the reason I couldn't be with it, because people that are identitarians or racialists or race realists or any of that shit, the problem is they want to reestablish and rebuild systems that are like race-based. But if we're going to talk about that, centralizing power with an individual or a group, this group is going to allow, what you're saying as an identitarian is you want a group that is the arbiters of what is right and wrong based off race. Now, even though, let's say, there was a pro-black Thanos that made all white people, I make this reference all the time, let's say there was a pro-black Thanos that made all white people just snap his finger and disappear. I make this argument with pro-blacks. No, I'm sorry, I'm spending a lot of time on this, but if you made all white people disappear, it wouldn't solve shit. A lot of people are like, oh, it's white people, they're the problems. I'm like, you can make them disappear, and we're still going to have all these, I hate to say it, like goons and thugs in the community, terrorizing the community. Everybody continues to make excuses for the dregs. And these are men. I'm attacking men when I talk about the thugs. I mean, we could talk about the women that are fucking baby factories, and essentially, they won't get off the state's tit. And these bitches have kid after kid after kid after kid after kid after kid. I don't even want to say names, but there's some pro athletes I listen to. There's pro-black pro athletes, for example, that have this disposition of everything is the white man's fault, even though they're multimillionaires. And there's one in particular. He's a UFC fighter and a champion. And you guys probably know who I'm talking about, but I won't say names just because I don't want to call him out. I'm actually a fan. But I will call out the radical pro-black stance that he has when he openly admitted in an interview the other day that he has like 14 brothers and sisters. And was a single mother household. And the woman had done this with like 6 or 7 dudes. Like, no diss to his mama, but if you had 6 or 7 men coming to you and produce children, and some of those men produced 2 children with her, 14 kids, right? I'll leave that up. I'll leave whatever label you may want to attach to an individual. Let's not say this is a trait of black women or American women. I think it is. I think a lot of American women are doing this to suckle the welfare state, to suck the welfare state dry, and to faux, it's called faux, like fake ass independence, where they're living off the state and not actually independent. But I mean, that's just a microcosm of what the actual issue is. It's a symptom of the problem. The welfare state is the cancer. The symptom is, you know, that fucking baby mama addiction that a lot of bitches have. You know, but again, I'm not gonna sit there and, you know, a lot of people, you're bashing. And declare, before I get into marriage, look, I know there's a lot of stuff out there about anytime you may be critical of women or groups, because I'm critical of women, I'm critical of black people, I'm critical of men of all races, myself. I've done, you know, my simp tales or simp stories, if you will. I know Solo TV 84 did simp tales, and he's another one of those anti-MGTOW guys that I'm like, I just can't rock with them. And here's the thing. Nobody, when I'm critiquing any group or person or individual or groups, right, I may generalize somewhat, but I'm trying to make observations based off of, you know, observable reality, abject fact, thought, things you can tangibly look and see. You can go outside, especially in a community or where there is an abundance of what individual or group I'm talking about. You can go out and actually physically see what I'm talking about. The making an observation or collecting data on a group or individual and then processing results from that, you know, either thesis, thought process, observation, regardless of any type of bias, it's not bashing, it's not hate, it's not just, as the haters would love to say, incel babble. It's actual, you know what I'm saying, you're actually trying to come up with the results for this. It's not incel babble. Because there are a lot, it's just so dismissive to just say, to come up with stupid shit. Your mama black, you're an incel. All that stupid shit. It's so dismissive. Now, let me just get into the bulk of the episode, because I've went on for like 15 minutes. Again, I guess, you know, that's just one place where I actually will have to admit that there is some emotion coming from me. Now, I'm not on no blue pill beta shit. Sidebar. There's not an absolute... Well, can we get off this thing where somebody is absolutely an alpha or absolutely a beta? I think there are places and traits where men are what you would call alpha. Some men who are beta. And just because somebody falls into the category of, like, let's say somebody's 75% alpha, that doesn't mean there aren't betas who won't fuck his world up or kill that individual. I mean, we're not living in a time of battle axes and broadswords and shit. A motherfucker could be a beta, but know how to fight. There's a lot of, I saw it when I was, now, I wasn't in the Marine Corps, but when I was around that branch, there were some bitch-ass incel-type dudes who were, like, you know, not subpar, I would say, what's the word? Like, pro sports level athletes. Professional sport level athletes. Like, they have that shit called Marine Martial Arts. I forgot the acronym for it. There's an acronym for fucking everything in the military, so forgive me for not memorizing that shit, especially after leaving. Well, anyway, some of those dudes are... I'm 6'3", right? Some of them little 5'8" dudes... With the fucking Marine Corps martial arts and the fact that they, you know, they're a lot more physically active than other branches. They run 3 miles for their fitness tests. We only ran a mile and a half. We did half of the fitness tests. You know, push it off from that. There are dudes that were literally beta as fuck. Incels. And I had more testosterone then. Or you would think, you know, because they were like absolute nerds. But because they were trained killers, essentially. Good fuck, they whoop my ass. And there are so many dudes who would whoop any, like, there's probably simps in the UFC who you would not want to fuck with on the street. You know, neither or. That's a long sidebar. Pushing on from that, what I want to talk about. Okay. Marriage. Now, I know there's a societal expectations, your subconscious, your religion. There's a lot of stuff that has caused a lot of people to view and think of this as something that it's not. Marriage, in society's eyes, is, at least in today's day and age, in today's society, it's supposed to be the union of lovers and families and the woman you want to spend the rest of your life with and the person, you know what I'm saying? A lot of chemicals are going through your mind. You're not thinking logically. You're not thinking like a man when you are under that intoxication that leads you to get married. Now, I'm not saying people are getting married under false pretenses, but I think when the high of all that shit wears off, you see so many of these dudes that are just like, they followed society's script, because at the end of the day, it's like they were only doing what society assigned them. And I'm not saying people aren't getting married for, you know, real, like, could truly be in love when they go and get married, but a lot of times people are just acting, men are just acting off society scripts. Women are not. Please believe, women are well aware of what they're getting into, why they want marriage, and what their benefits are. They know them. These bitches know that shit. They've read, like, I've never seen a woman, like, more knowledgeable than a married, like, especially one of those military spouses, those fat, disgusting, like, two, these women are like twos, ones, twos, and threes on the fucking 10 scale. Those fat, disgusting beach whales that marry, like, in-shape, incel-type military men with abs and shit, because military men are real thirsty. I see that shit. Those chicks that marry those fucking incels, they know the law like a fucking paralegal. I think most of these fucking fat, most of those fat housewives on military bases, they can go back, they can go, you know, blow for blow, intellectually, on the law, with a fucking family court lawyer. That's how aware they are of all the shit that they have. Of course, because think about this, think about it from their perspective. Because at the end of the day, I mean, what I wanted to say was, with marriage, is it really about love and all the shit that you think it is, or is it that you're following society's script? let's talk about what it is in a second. But first, you have to think about why these fat-ass women, and I'm not talking about just military-wise, but why you have to think about low-value women or the fat grenade. I'll talk a second about the fat grenade. In a second, I'll talk about the fat grenade. Or the mask. Women wear masks. They're very good. They're chameleons. They want to use... That's why it's like they'll use sex and their body being tight at the time and all this shit. They'll be their they'll peak, right? And then they'll get you to marry them, and then they'll pull the pin on a fat grenade. And my example I want to talk about real quick is there are women who are like 2s, 1s, 3s, 4s, well below average, way below average, and bad quality women, if you will. These bitches memorize these fucking marriage laws because they know their window of opportunity to get a man long term is very slim. Some of these 3s maybe can get themselves in decent shape, figure out the makeup game to where they can make themselves a 5 or even simulate looking like a 6 at night. They snatch some guy up at a nightclub, because a lot of times it's like on some one night stand shit or something like that. Some marriages are like that. I've entered LTRs on some one night stands before. And these women are literally on a mission to just secure long-term companionship with a man. Now, that is not for the actual companionship portion. Men are so stupid for thinking that. A marriage is not about companionship. A marriage is about it's a legal contract. It's about an exchange. Now, the Jewish community tries to usurp the system by having, you know, private contracted marriages, but even those private contracts have specific things written into them to benefit the woman, because it has to benefit the woman in order for her to be interested. That's why these fat, low-value women know the laws inside and out, because their window to secure long-term provisions are very slim, because they can make themselves a 5 or even a 6 for a very short amount of time. And that's when I want to talk about the fat grenade. The fat grenade... it's something that's, it's like I said, women wear masks. And the whole he changed thing, I've debunked that. There's no men who change. Women fantasize about what they want the relationship to be, what they want to change you into. And women don't get mad that men change. Women are mad that you don't change into what she fantasized you to be. It's very manipulative. It's very manipulative. But that's what they do. And again, I talked about it earlier in the episode. I'm not no fucking incel. I have children. So, this isn't coming from a place of hurt. I understand women. You can love them or you can understand them, but you can't do both. And I understand them. So I'm trying to just find my way in that world and navigate that system as best as possible. And no, I don't believe in the whole monk thing for MGTOWs, but I also think MGTOW offers value when they're saying secure your fucking resources, because who knows? Because a marriage is just gonna fuck you up financially. If you're gonna end up dying alone anyway, like I saw something that kind of fucked. I saw it's a Showtime show, I think, or HBO show that it really fucked with me. It's called Time of Death. Good God, I watched like one episode of that show, and they were just going through the end of people's lives, and I'm like, that's the thing that most of these people have at the end of their journey is their children. It's not some faux marriage with some fucking faux-ass relationship, because a lot of the men were destitute, divorced and destitute, didn't have shit to their name. Their wives cleaned them the fuck out. A lot of these women barely had the human decency to come, you know, sit by these people's bedsides in the hospice as they entered their last couple of days, because particularly when you're talking about like a cancer or a terminal illness, that show gives you a POV view of that end. And when people go to that, like, that back end of a terminal illness, it's terrifying, man. That shit is terrifying. Like, I do not want to go via a terminal illness. I mean, if I have to go, I'm going to go however the fucking universe or a deity decides that I go, right? I hope that it's not like that. And if it is like that, hopefully there's some type of way where they can just, I don't know, numb me, knock me the fuck out, and let me go quietly into the night, if you will. Anyway, the fat grenade. What was I talking about? Okay, let me get back up. So the fat grenade is something that, like I said, these women with these small windows with their fives and sixes, they may, you know, some chicks are just built different. Some women just have giant appetites. Like, I've seen women who are like, oh man, I could eat a slice or two of pizza and that's it. They're in shape women, beautiful women, sometimes maybe even chunkier women, or doesn't have to be in shape or beautiful, but there are some women who are like, I'll eat a slice of pizza or two and that's it, I'm good. But then there are women who will put an entire pizza away in one sitting, and they eat like dudes. I'm gonna have to do an episode on the deal breakers, another one on deal breakers, but that's a big one. Eating like dudes. These bitches with massive appetites, those are the ones who pull the fat grenade out on you. And when I talk about that, I'm also talking about the mask. The mask is the chick who fucks you 3-4 times a week, these high sex drive women that lose it when you marry them. They pull the pin on a fat grenade when you marry them. You're like, where the fuck did all this weight come from? You wake up and like, you're married to a fat woman. And I've seen it. These military guys get caught up in that shit. They marry these trailer park stripper bitches who are hot for like 4 years. The window that some of these women are hot is very slim. Yet you all are trying to convince men, and most men buy it, that they should marry a woman for a lifetime or be committed. When you marry a woman, you're committed to her for life. That doesn't mean that you're staying married to her, because after the... Sorry, got cut off there for a second. I'm putting the shit up raw, unedited and all that shit. I could really edit the cuts out, but... This is a free platform. I haven't monetized it. Or not a free platform. I'm doing this shit. It's a hobby. It's a side thing. I haven't monetized it yet. When I get my laptop in 2019... like upgrade my laptop. I'm throwing this old one out. I'm gonna upgrade, get a mic, and just, you know, some all the web editing tech or the editing tech and all that shit and the software that I'm gonna need to put this shit together, make it real smooth, and, you know, get it popping. Then I'll probably monetize it, but then I'll have to look at different, you know, I'll really have to dig into the rules of the particular platforms that, you know, are essentially deplatforming people for being MGTOW. Now, I've never come out and set up MGTOW. I think this philosophy I can borrow the most from, because at the end of the day, what they're talking about is the preservation of your resources. Now, a lot of people are like, it's so selfish to isolate yourself and preserve your resources. I disagree. Preserving your resources is going to help you later on in life. God forbid if you end up like one of those people on that show with a terminal illness. Again, the show was called Time of Death. Anyway, let me try to shrink this down, because I've been talking for a while. The fat grenade, the mask that comes off, the whole women revealing their true selves in a marriage, the low-value women who are only fives and sixes for a very short period of time before the mask comes off, the fat grenade gets pulled, and they're changing on you. And it's not even so much about the woman being, you know, fat, because sometimes I remember in the 90s, dating in the 90s, now excuse me for dating myself here with the age, dating in the 90s, early 2000s, like, fat women, yeah, they were fat, but they were sweet. Those women actually, like, made up for it in other ways, and you're like, these are good women. And I think that's where a lot of thirst from black men had come from. Well, black men had always liked bigger women because we were at the bottom of the economic, you know, food chain, or chain, if you will. Not even jumping down, because a lot of people are going to interpret that as bashing, but at the end of the day, black men are at the bottom of the economic food chain. Whatever, not to bash black men, as people would call it. Marriage is essentially a dude saying, I'm going to commit for life, even if you'd get divorced, because they're going to take lifetime alimony from your ass. You're committed to life for a woman who's only has, you know, the peak of your relationship may have been the dating phase. The dating / grooming phase. I like to call it the grooming phase. It's like pre-engagement, it's like courting, dating, and I'll have to go into this. Courting, dating, grooming, long-term relationship, and marriage. But long-term relationship is / marriage. Either or, during that grooming phase, that's the peak of the relationship. And that's why I feel a lot of men should just take marriage off the fucking table. They really need to consider taking that shit off the table. And I'm not, you know, again, I'm not bashing individuals with good marriages. I'm talking about the system in general. Now, if there was some type of law that didn't guarantee payouts and shit like that, and the division of an empire, because that's what they talk about. When families used to marry, like back in the, whatever the fuck you want to call it, the medieval days or the days of monarchy, wealthy families would marry each other and merge their names or households, etc. Nowadays, you have unemployed women, and that's what I talk about. I'm really going to have to get in. I'm going to have to do my next show, probably be on deal breakers, dating habits, and shit like that. And again, I'm not crossing into the PUA territory, because compared to a PUA, I'm an incel. Now, I've gotten laid. I've gotten plenty of ass, like I said. But I'm not out here slaying tens on a regular basis. And as a matter of fact, I'm not even interested in the chase anymore. It's one of the benefits of, you know, being... Let me grab my shit. I actually went grocery shopping earlier. Being a, what do you call it, a guy with lower testosterone. I guess my shit has gone down. I am snipped, so my testosterone dropped a little bit. And as long as I work out, I'm not worried about that loss in testosterone causing me to get bitch tits. Because I literally hit, like, I hit chest, like, five ways. Like, upper, lower, mid, incline, decline with dumbbells, barbells. I do all that shit just to try to keep from getting bitch tits. Anyway, closing out. Let me just close it out. A marriage is essentially you investing for life in somebody who gave you the peak of what they were going to give you before you married them. So it's essentially like buying something. It's like buying a Mercedes that when you drive it, as soon as you exit the lot, that's what a marriage is, essentially. You buy a Mercedes, but as soon as you exit the lot with that Mercedes and you've signed, you're like, what the fuck? You look up, and this goddamn car is a fucking Nissan. And then, as years go, another couple of years may fall off the calendar, and that Nissan is all of a sudden an Oldsmobile, which I don't even think they make anymore. So, I don't know. You all tell me, am I tripping, or is marriage some bullshit? Because, at the end of the day, like I tell you guys, us regular men, I'm not talking about the Chads and all them and the PUAs and all those guys. Us regular men are... Excuse me, I'll get out of my car. Us regular men, we don't have shit but access to the regular girls at best. So you can take that information. You can navigate the game PUA style or however some of these other guys may tell you to navigate it. And that probably may be the best way. I recommend the Robo Tomassi's and Alan Roger Curry, Donovan Sharp. Those are dudes you need to go to for how to navigate this shit. Because I personally just very anti-marriage. So y'all can do with that information whatever you want. But y'all have a happy holidays. Enjoy, I think, what game's on right now. I think the Eagles are playing the Rams. Pretty good game so far. Y'all enjoy football today and tomorrow. And have a good week. I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.